sentence. A little bit late signing on. We had some trouble with the gear and the press box. Now we're waiting a little bit. There's a little problem with the play clock. They're having some trouble getting that going, but hopefully we'll have some football here for you going pretty quickly. Tony, glad to have you along. Nice trip over here. A long 4-hour bus ride, but a nice complex here. Beautiful view of the Mississippi River before the sun went down. Now it's kind of dark, but looks like a nice night for football. All the rain's out of the area, and should be a good game.
Yeah, it's really, really nice complex here. They said they just redid some stuff up here, and it's really, really nice. Again, the view, excellent, and you know, we're getting ready to go kickoff here.
And the Rockets come in at 6-3 on the season with a 4-2 record in District 6. Clayton Ridge comes in at 8-1. And should be a good game. Clayton Ridge is a pretty solid team. They've got one of the better passers in the state. Checking out some of his stats here. Looks like they've got 2,039 passing yards and 65% completion percentage. And a quarterback rating of 182.
Yeah, Coach Keller is a little concerned with the quarterback, trying to keep him contained. He gets outside the pocket. He has some pretty good speed and has a good threat, fast. So that's something we're looking to do is keep him contained.
Yeah, the Rockets all year long have played solid run defense and had a good solid ground game. Hopefully that's what we'll do tonight is eat up the ground, eat up the clock, and keep the ball out of Clayton Ridge's offense. Here we're ready for the kickoff. Kick is deep down about the 10-yard line.
Corey Archer.
Looks like Corey Archer bringing the ball up to the right sideline. He breaks loose out to about the 30-yard line. Good start for the Rockets.
That was a nice run by Corey there. I actually thought that guy just got him by the shoestring there, and I thought he might take it to the house there.
Yeah, it didn't look like he had a chance to break it up that far sideline. Rockets tonight are in their white away jerseys with the black numerals and black pants with black helmets, the gold insignia. Clayton Ridge wearing black jerseys with silver helmets and silver numerals, and it must be silver and black or silver pants with the black stripes down the side. Basically takes the snap, hands off the left side. Looks like Archer picks up about 3 yards. Archer, pretty simple playoff tackle there. About three, I could give him about 3 yards on first down. Going to bring up second down and 7 from about the 39. Basically brings him up to the line. Off split to the near side. Give it to Van Dorn around the right side. Clayton Ridge spreads it out. Ooh, and a good hit. Van Dorn's going to be dropped for about a 3-yard loss.
Yeah, they did a little counter there, and they stayed at home and ate that play right up. They were penetrated and stayed home and got in there for 3 yards.
New substitutes coming in for the Rockets as they get ready for a third down, and just a little under 10. They gave them a 2-yard loss on that play. Basically brings them up to the line. It's like Hunter Johnson in the backfield, Cody Brown at the wing on the near side, takes the drops back to pass, goes out into the flat, tipped and incomplete. Tipped by one of the Clayton Ridge defenders.
That was number 62, got a hand on that. He dropped back and just got a hand on it. We were open and it had been close to the first down, and it's one of those things, he got a hand on it, and they almost intercepted that.
Number 20 must have been Colton Connolly, made a diving effort, almost intercepted at the 40-yard line. Brings up fourth and about 9. Rockets are in punt formation. Is that Winkleman back there?
Yeah, that's Winkleman. Got a penalty flag here. Looks like they're pointing it on us.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to illegal procedure. They're going to march us back 5 yards. It's going to move it back to the 26-yard line. And we got fourth at about 15. Good snap to Winkleman. The left kick straight up in the air. Almost got blocked. Bounces straight side. sideways, and the Rockets going to down it at their own 46-yard line. So Clayton Ridge is going to start with
we got a penalty flag here. I think we have roughing the kicker.
There's a penalty flag down there deep in the backfield.
Yeah. Louis got shaken up a little bit, lifting some. I think they got him.
Yeah, that would explain why that kick went straight in the air.
Yep, that's on Clayton Rich.
And here they call it running into the kicker.
Yeah.
Just a 5-yard penalty.
Even so, I think we want to kick this over.
Yeah, I would think so. You don't want to give them to him at the 46-yard line.
Wasn't a real strong kick there.
Still trying to sort things out here. Now they're marking it off. Looks like 5 yards. Actually, they are calling the personal foul. It's marked off 15. It's going to bring up
third.
Wait, I thought
fourth and one. Oh, they gave us the first down.
That should be the first down
because
we were, when we got that 5-yard penalty, we were about fourth and just a little under 10, so we should have been enough yards to gain that first down at the 15-yard penalty. Good break, big break for the Rockets there on the first drive.
Yeah, that was a real big break for us there with the punt not very good, and now we got the ball here. Hopefully get something going.
Handoff straight ahead up the middle. Looks like Jaeger carrying the ball straight ahead. Not much happening.
Yeah, they're pretty stout defensively here. It's going to take, they pursue well, and their linebackers are filling really well right now.
Going to bring up second down and 9. Rockets come to the line. Get two guys in the backfield behind Pigsley with, looks like Cody Brown here on the near side of the wing. And they give it straight ahead. Didn't see the number there.
That was Hunter Johnson there. Kind of went off tackle a little bit. Looked like the hole was stuffed up, and he took it out to the outside there and picked up 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, it's going to bring up a manageable third down, just about 5 yards it looks like. The Rockets bring in a new play. Come out of the huddle. They're bringing Mara off wide to the near side. Like Jaron Glosser and Craig Van Dorn at opposite wings with Van Dorn in the back, behind in the back. They run Van Dorn straight ahead up the middle, and he's met by a host of Eagles right at the line of scrimmage. Oh, Jaeger.
Yeah, that was Jaeger, the up back there. Again, I don't know if we're going to be able to run straight ahead there. They're really, looks like their linemen are pinching down there and just stuff us right there at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it was, they said they didn't give much rain of anything, but it's hard to tell if they're able to get good footing out there on the field or not. Winkleman back to punt. There's a low snap. The kick is good. A nice spiral. The low kick. Rising back to the 12-yard line. Flips down and he breaks the tackle.
Oh, we got a hold there, and we got a hold. That's going to help us. Nice return, but they had somebody there going to get it, and they just grabbed him there in the back, and they did throw the flag.
Yeah, I was wondering to begin with if he was going to see that. It was right in front of him, but he did throw it down, and eventually I didn't see the flag. So that's going to bring them back. Flag's thrown about the 18-yard line. That should put Clayton Ridge inside their 10, down about the 8-yard line for their to start their drive.
Yeah, he had trouble getting that flag out of his pocket, but he was reaching for it and finally just threw it there. So another big break for us here.
Well, since we can't see the clock, I'm not sure where the game clock is. It's actually working.
It's up above us somewhere, they said. So we won't see it. They said there was 12 minutes there right before we kicked that punt.
Well, it shouldn't have been 12 minutes. There's only 12 minutes in each quarter.
Yeah, that's.
But it does move them back inside. Looks like you got a spot on the 8-yard line. They come, they got three guys split to the right, there's the left, and one to the near side. And the shotgun snaps back, scrambling around back by the goal line, scrambling over to the near side. He's going to really run out of bounds about the 14-yard line by Van Dorn.
nice job there keeping him for a 5-yard gain. There was really nobody there. We got off that block and made the tackle there, but they really spread the field out on us there, and we actually did a pretty good job of containing them.
Now Helly is up under center with number 44. Dylan Preston with the carry off the right side. Not much gain. Looks like they're going to give him about the 16-yard line.
Yeah, that was Darren Glosser there. Stuck his nose right in there and made the tackle with some help from some other guys, but he was first contact, and we're sitting here third and short.
That's going to bring us about third and one for the Eagles on their own 17.
And we got a penalty flag here. I think the receivers might have, or lineman might have went down and come back up.
He is talking to the, can't tell if that's a tight end or just a tight end.
Oh, that was their left guard, I believe. So these guys right now is really shooting themselves in the foot.
Yep. 5-yard penalty, that'd be their second penalty of the game so far.
Get on it.
Boom.
Hot
snap by Helly at the goal line. He was jumbling around and couldn't get a hold of it, but was able to scramble loose and avoid a couple of the rockets and get himself back up to the 10-yard line. Near disaster for the Eagles.
Oh, that's been huge. We had a guy there, and I didn't get the number. Just missed getting on that ball, and the quarterback was able to pick it up and
Colton Rastetter is back in punt formation for the Eagles. Gets off a kick up to about the midfield, or Maher fields it out of bounds. He's able to avoid a couple tacklers. He's still going.
He had room there. If he could have just tried to get that corner, there was nobody there if he got by that guy. But he did.
That'll be interesting to see what they mark this. Forward progress.
Forward
progress was there by the 48. They're going to give it to him all the way back at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, that's a bad spot.
But we'll take that defensive stand. Hopefully that's what we'll look like on defense all night long. And good field position nonetheless. The Rockets break the huddle and come up to the line. I think he's got three guys in the backfield behind him. Backs aren't quite sure what they're doing. Now it's like
that's
Jensen coming up to the wing position. Pigsley still turned around talking to the backfield.
We got a timeout there before they threw the flag on us there for delay of game. So we're fortunate there that we got the timeout just before the guy threw the flag.
Yeah, that's a tough position to come out of a first play of the drive and have to call a timeout because you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, there was just confusion there. I don't know what it was, but we had three guys in the backfield, and we just wasn't very good there coming out to start that possession.
Community First Credit Union is proud to sponsor your Rockets football. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, C1FirstYourVoice.com, or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA. Leffa Dirt Works is also here for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 and let them get your next project done. Leffa Dirt Works is behind the Rockets for a win tonight. Going out of the timeout, looks like the Rockets are coming back up to the line. Again, they've got two guys in the backfield, this time with Cody Brown at the wing position on the near side. Basically up under the center, takes the snap, and they give it to Archer around the right side. He's got a hole, breaks a couple tackles, still driving with a nice drive up to about the Eagles' 45-yard line.
Yeah, that was a nice job by the line there. We ran that counter play earlier game, same play. Corey ran it this time, picked up 11. We had a nice kick-out block, and he cut right off of it, and then dug the person there to get the last 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, Corey did a nice job putting us on his back in a big game in District 6 playoff when we were down against West Branch, scoring three big touchdowns in the last quarter.
Yeah, hopefully he has a game like that again, picks it up where he left off that game, and it looks like he's having a little helmet problem. We have a timeout here for him to, looks like a pad or something fell out of the helmet.
Yeah, it's just an ear pad. That's not that important.
No.
Rockets coming up the line again. Bigsley under center with two backs in the backfield. The wing back to the far side. Bigsley takes the snap. This time it's Archer around to the left side. Not much doing there. It's the three Clayton Ridge Eagles are there to meet him at the end. No gain.
Yeah, that's the same play we just ran to the other side. And they shut it down here on this side to the wide side. Actually, it looks like we lost a yard on that.
Yeah, they're going to, looks like they almost moved back 2 yards.
2 yards.
They're calling it second and 12. The two new players come in for the Rockets to bring in the play. Got another whistle out here.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Besides official come in from their sideline, their coaches are upset about something, but I don't know what it is here. There's no sign from anybody yet. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know if I should mention this on the air or not, but Clayton Ridge head coach Nick Brewer is a Minneapolis native, just a few, well, don't want to say just a few years younger than me, but
that was nice chat with him there in the gym there. And I know he was in school and my youngest boy was there and actually had him, so he had some fond memories of that too.
Yeah, he said he played, must have been right between your two boys playing against them in basketball.
Yeah. Okay, what do we got here?
They're over there talking to Coach Keller now.
Number Blake Marhoff's on the sidelines. I don't know what happened there.
Rockets come up the line with an empty backfield. Three get into the wide side. Bigsley back to pass. Rolls out to his right.
Oh, yeah.
And chase. Goes kind of a weak pass to that sideline. The wrap's undercut, intercepted by Clayton Ridge.
Yeah, that pass was to Corey, and he just underthrew a little bit, and their DB did a nice job of stepping in front of that and making the interception.
Looks like Dylan didn't do a very good job of setting the speed. He kind of just threw it on the run off of 1 foot and didn't get much on it. Kind of wobbled out there and left it up to hang for the Clayton Ridge defender to undercut it. Clayton Ridge brings it up to the line. It's going to be first down on their own 41-yard line.
Okay, they got the field spread again. Nobody in the backfield.
But Kelly's in the shotgun position.
Like five receivers here.
Three to the near side, two to the far side, four to the near side. He's rolling out to the near side, being chased by the Rockets. Caught the pressure.
Oh, nice.
Ball's up for grabs.
Boy, had a nice job of pressure that time. And just before he was tackled, he was able to make the pass.
That number seven, is that?
That's
Rastetter.
Colton Rastetter.
And he just found himself a little seam there between the short coverage and the deep coverage, and Kelly was able to drop it in there for a nice catch and pitch and catch.
Yeah, he just sat there in the hole.
Going to bring up first down at the Rockets' 36-yard line, number 44. Dylan Preston carries it off to the left side of the line. Not much happened there. The host of Rockets were able to bring him down right around the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, we did a nice job of filling there, and actually we missed the tackle there for a loss. End up getting 2 yards, I think.
2 yards. Kelly's in the shotgun position again. Gives it off to the same running back, Preston. This time we were able to get to him and bring him down for a loss.
Yeah, Hunter Johnson just got back there just as that guy was receiving the pitch and was in the backfield, and they lost 2 yards now. So, sitting here looking at third and 11.
Third and 11. The Eagles are going with a no-huddle offense. Ellie's still in the shotgun position or the pistol position with Preston to his left, and then three wide out to the left side and one split out to the near side. He rolls out to his left. Preston out there. The block, somebody giving chase from the far side. He's able to scramble, pulls it down and runs, picks up about 2 yards, going to bring him down about the 35-yard line.
Yeah, I think that was Luke Welch giving chase there and didn't let him set up and made him go ahead and put the ball under his arm and take off running. Yeah, it was just we closed well and they picked up 2 yards.
Good job that time of the second day on the coverage down there to force him to pull it down and try to run. They need the three guys scrambling his off. The Vastetter gets back in the punt formation. Now he's got a penalty flag.
I'd be looking for a fake punt here. The ball along the 35-yard line.
Must be an illegal substitution. Yeah, illegal substitution on the Eagles. Going to move him back about 5 yards. Both teams right now having a few penalties that kind of taking them out of their rhythm. Clayton Ridge, actually, that's their fourth penalty now, I think.
Yeah.
If you count their roughing the passer, a hold, illegal procedure, and now an illegal substitution. High snap, Rathdarty slips. The punt kind of just bobbles down just inside the 20-yard line. Looks like the Rockets will have it about first and 10 at their own 19.
It looks like just about a 20-yard punt, I think, there. And
I'm not even sure of that. I think the line of scrimmage was at the 35. So this is a 16-yard punt. The Rockets take it on their own 19-yard line.
Hopefully we get something going here and sustain the drive here. Yeah, that clock not being up there and have no idea what time is remaining this quarter.
Yeah, that makes it tough for the fans on this side of the field not being able to see.
There's 2:39 left in the quarter.
Pixley's up under center. They send Cody Brown in motion to the far side. They give it to some.
I can't read the number there.
Yeah, I can't see who that was either. Was that Cody? Did they give it to him?
Yeah, that was Cody Brown.
They did give it to Cody on that far side. He was able to get around the end and almost picked up. Oh, they must have got him out of bounds.
Yeah,
about 6 yards.
Stepped out of bounds there. But that was a nice run.
Yeah, we'll take 6 yards of carry every time. Rockets in the huddle again. Going to be a second down and about 4 at their own 25-yard line. Pixley brings up under center with two backs behind him. Maroff split out to the left. They give it to Hunter Johnson straight ahead. Nice job. He keeps his legs turning. Brings about 3 or 4 Eagles to bring him down, but a big gain was about to the 33-yard line. Going to be enough for a first down.
Now that was a nice run there. He was hit and just drug a couple people and fell forward and got a first down there.
That looks like our offensive line is starting to get their feet under them a little bit and get some good push there at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it'd be nice to control the line there. Been doing a pretty decent job all year of that.
First and 10. Pigley gives it to Jaeger off the right side. Not much happening there. It looks like he's going to be able to pick up about 2 yards off tackle to the right.
Yeah, it looked like a little lead there, and I thought we were going to go for a little bit more, Matt. They closed hard and shut it down.
Yeah, they did have a couple guys there that were able to close that gap off in a hurry. Like I said, it looked like Jaeger should have been able to get about 5 or 6 yards. Going to bring up second and about 8 from the Rockets' 35-yard line. I think he's got 2 in the backfield with
He kept that up.
Quarterback keeper right up the middle.
Yeah, I don't know if there's confusion there or what. I was watching the backs, and I just saw him. That kind of reminded me a little bit of the Sigourney spin back. He just turned around, and then he just went straight ahead.
I thought there was a pileup back by the 36-yard line, but they gave him the ball up by the 40.
Oh, yeah, he broke out of that right off the side of it. And actually, I don't know if he was tackled. I think he might have just fell on his own there and coming out of that pile.
Going to bring up a manageable third and about 4 from our own 40. Archer comes in motion.
Oh, he's got Archer right here. Here we go. Nice block out there by Moroff. He's down. Nice run. Nice block. And, we got a penalty ball.
They must have called a penalty on Moroff and that block here on the near side at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, that was nice. I
didn't see the block that Moroff had, but I saw Corey had a nice shot up there.
Oh, I thought he had a nice block there, so I didn't see that.
Couldn't tell if maybe the defender kind of turned his back and got away with one there.
Yeah, I think he might have because, I was watching that all the way there when I saw play come this way, and Blake had had the head and shoulders, everything right where they should have been. And after Corey got by, the guy kind of spun off. So
I couldn't tell if they call a hold or a block. Anyway, they only gave him about 10 yards from the spot of the foul, so it's going to bring up third down from the 35 to about third and 8. Cody Brown goes out, Rosser and Hunter Johnson and Maroff coming back.
Yeah, I don't think Blake went off the field. I just think he was on the far side there, come back to the huddle.
Takes it up under the center. Maroff wide to the far side. Archer in motion. They give it to Archer going to the right side. A good kick-out block. But a nice job of containing there.
Yeah, that was he made a nice cut there, but the guy was able to just step in and knock him down, and he got by that guy. It's been a big gainer for us.
Number 12, Helly, that came up from his defensive back position to close and make a nice tackle. So it's going to bring up fourth and about 7 from the 35. The Rockets are going to punt. Winkleman back in punt formation. That's going to be the end of the third quarter with nothing but much for offense between the 40-yard line. Rockets 0, Clayton Ridge 0 as we come to the end of the first quarter. First Iowa State Bank is your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They are proud to support the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets. Windstream is your choice for business. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134. So pretty good defensive first quarter on both sides. Few penalties have kind of stalled a couple of different drives.
Both teams have had penalties stopped there with drives stopped by some penalties. That big one there on us, because that was a lot of momentum going there. Our kids are feeling confident, looks like, and who knows what would have happened there after that big play.
There's the snap on the punt from the 30-yard line. Winkleman punts it down to about the 33.
Oh.
Well, he did a nice job of breaking a couple tackles on that punt return. He was able to slip up the sideline all the way down to the 35 of the Rockets. Should have been tackled back inside the Eagle 40.
Yeah, Darren Gloss was right there. Just couldn't get both hands to wrap him up, and he got away from him. And we had somebody else miss, and then he was able to get outside and pick up a good game.
That's kind of the same thing they talked about, Helly, out of the quarterback position. He's kind of elusive. You need to keep him contained. He showed it there on that punt return. Helly comes up under center as the Eagles come to the line of scrimmage. He's got two backs in the I formation, one split out to the left, hands it off straight ahead.
But they give that to the fullback
like
there.
Jared Gruner carried it straight ahead for a pretty good gain, about 7 yards. Going to bring up second down and 3 from the Rocket 30-yard line. Again, the Eagles are coming in no huddle. Ellie's in the pistol position with three receivers wide to the right and one to his left. Takes the snap, fakes, throws it out to the flat. Screen. Nice tackle out there on the far side, but it's going to be pretty close. Looks like they're going to give him the first down.
Yeah, that was really didn't have anybody come up there. It was a free safety. It was back to come up and made the tackle there. He closed hard on it.
Now it's 11 minutes to go here in the second quarter. That's going to bring up a first down for the Eagles at the Rocket 25-yard line. Kelly again in the shotgun position. Two guys to the far side. Three guys over here to the left. Takes the snap. Drops back. Being pressured, but he runs right up the middle. is a pump fake, and the Rockets, he's going to pick up about 7 yards, and then a flag down to the end of the run.
Yeah.
Looks like it was kind of a high tackle. I don't know if it's going to be up over maybe a horse collar or a face mask.
Yeah, I couldn't tell there, but that almost looked like it was a draw play all the way there. He went back and put his arm up like he was throwing and just tucked it, took off running.
Yeah, as Pat Powers would say, the parting of the Red Sea there, the white jersey just kind of split out and gave Helly room to run right up the middle. Looks like they're going to call a personal foul, but I didn't see
it. It was a face mask on us, so
I guess they're going to tack on another 15 yards from the end of the run. That'll move them down inside the 5-yard line. There's five. There's just 10 yards. Going to give them a first down just inside the 10-yard line.
All right. Well, they went quick there. They were on the ball right away there, and turn your head. They run a play. They hand it off to the fullback right up the middle there.
Yeah, I was listening to Coach Moore explain the 10-yard penalty because it was half the distance of the goal line from the 20-yard line. They wouldn't give him the 15. They just gave him the half the distance, which put him at the 10-yard line. That run was good for 5 yards. Going to put him second down and five, second and goal to go. They come up to the line. Tight formation in the eye, Helly under center. Snaps the ball, gives it to the second man, Preston. Looks like he's in for the touchdown off the left side.
Yeah, we did a nice job making contact there. Just he had a lot of momentum and was able to get it into the end zone.
Yeah, just like some of those plays against Albia last week, Leary. We're getting those arms and shoulders into it, but we weren't wrapping them up to make the tackle. Eagles are going to set up for a PAT attempt. Number 20, Colton Connolly's the holder. Number 7, Colton Rastetter. Kick is up and good. Eagles take a 7-0 lead over the Rockets early in the second quarter.
Oh, we need to come back here and answer. No sustained at the time here and get points of our own up on the board. I mean, we've been moving the ball again and just haven't been able to punch it in yet.
Yep, those missed tackles on that punt gave them good field position. And then with that face mask penalty, another 10 yards tacked on, kind of put the Rockets on their heels and didn't have any place to go. Midwest Assisted Living is also a proud sponsor of Rocket Football. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you and your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. After the kickoff, the Rockets are going to return the ball up to about the 21-yard line. They're going to have the ball first and down at their own 21.
That was Blake Maroff with the return there. Got outside and was able to turn it up a little bit, but they just, again, one guy was able to bring him down there.
Yeah, like you said, the Rockets need to have an answer here. Get the ball moving on the ground and get the ball down in the end zone and get the momentum back. Rockets are kind of slow coming up the line, basically turn around talking to his back. He's got two backs behind him split in the backfield. And it looks like they're going to have a false start.
Yeah, right there for the snap, their whole line, they shifted to the right. I think that got one of our linemen to jump.
Looks like worse, though. Or no, maybe. Doesn't matter who it is, it's still going to be a 5-yard penalty moving the wrong direction. Going to bring up first and 15 from our own 15-yard line. Bigsley's under center. Got two backs in the field behind him. They give it to Jaron Glosser on the end around. Not much happened as he's dropped it up right at the line of scrimmage.
No, there's not much there. What they're doing now, they've made an adjustment, and they're moving over to the shifting to the wide side of the field and having extra numbers over there and hard to block.
Make a little fog rolling in off the field here, making it a little tough to see some of that stuff on the coming up from the ground. But enough humidity and moisture in the field, now that this cold air is coming in, bringing in the fog. Bigsley takes a snap and runs straight ahead. Going to pick up about 5 yards before he's brought down at the 20-yard line. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Going to bring up a third down at about 10. Actually, he didn't get back to the original line of scrimmage. They're going to have about third and either 11 or 12 just inside between the 24 and the 25-yard line. We need a big play here on third down. Rockets come up to the line. Big lead under center. Got Hunter Johnson in the backfield. Bryce Worth to split over here to the near side.
Oh, we've got a flag over here. Looks like a wide receiver over the line.
Well, that's Jevin Jensen, they said, is lined up offside. But when he comes out here to the near side, he's asking to the official. That official's got to tell him he needs to back up, not just let him set up and throw a penalty on him.
Yeah, it looks like he did ask me to come up. You know, he's still asking him now. There's...
That's just poor officiating, if you ask me, but what do I know?
Yeah, you shouldn't be calling that guy right in front of him. You talk to him a little bit there.
There's the end around to Van Dorn. He stripped up the backfield and then leveled again. Number 62 came in to finish him off. That was Christopher Eide. I'm not sure that's the right pronunciation, but he put a good lick on him. He's going to bring up 4th and 15 from 17-yard line.
17-yard line, yeah.
Not what we were looking for out of our offense after that touchdown by Clayton Ridge. We're going to have to punt the ball deep in our own territory. Needs a little bit better coverage this time. There's a good snap from Winkleman. Fielded about by Kelly about the 50-yard line. Runs to the far side. And he's going to have it inside the Rocket 40 down to about the 38-yard line where the Eagles will have it, 1st and 10.
Nice return again. And you know, we had somebody down there, and they have two people back there. And the other guy stepped up, made a nice block on our first guy down, and he was able to take the make a little bit there.
Rocket defense needs to step up here. Get the ball back. Turnover would be huge here.
Yeah, again, they're going
Back in the shotgun.
Empty backfield.
Two receiver split right. Drops back and he's running to his left. He's scrambling with the pressure. Oh! Ball was originally tipped by number 18. It looked like Joe Kahn.
I really thought our Brett Worcester had a chance to intercept that. And he went ahead and went for the tackle. It was tipped, and then the other receivers caught it.
Yeah, tipped right to the other receiver. I couldn't see which receiver caught it, but it's going to be a first down for the Eagles just outside the 20, about the 21-yard line. Kelly in an empty backfield again with a shotgun. Two to the right, three over here to the left. Get a flag down.
They called illegal procedure on them.
Going to move the Eagles back about 5 yards. Looks like Trey Roehke, again, I'm maybe butchering these pronunciations, R-O-E-H-L-K, Roehke. He went in motion, but they must have had a procedure call. This time the same play, they give him raised up the flat to Roehke after he went in motion. He's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that play there, I think what they're running the first time there, and they just throw that to the motion man. We had a defensive back there step up, and he just got tackled by one of the Leighton Ridge players, and there was no flag.
Yeah, it seemed like there was maybe a little bit of concern by our coaching staff on that play. Belly in the shotgun again. Two to the right, three over here to the near side. Drops back. Got pressure on him, but he's able to escape to the right side. He's still rolling, scrambling, throws back across the middle. It's caught down inside the 5-yard line.
Oh, that was nice coverage. We had people there, and we had good pressure, and he was just able, the receiver did a nice job of coming back. And yeah, we. They're.
First down, as Eagles bring it up to the line inside the 5-yard line. This time they get a full house eye formation with a power eye on the left side. They give it to Preston, but he's met in the backfield by Jaron Grosser. And two or three other Rockets, looks like Dalton Brown and Ty Yeager, along with Jevin Jensen in there to finish him off.
Yeah, Jaron did a nice job of getting there and getting a hold of the feet right away and not letting them get any momentum going.
Going to bring up second and goal just outside the 5-yard line.
It looks like this is going to go to the right side here.
He drops back and he rolls out to his right. Throws back across the middle of the side of the end zone. Caught for a touchdown. Number 19 or 18, Joe Kahn. Able to make a diving catch on the far sideline in the end zone.
Yeah, they brought him from the wide side of the field there and drug him back to the end opponent. We had good coverage, good pressure again. Again, they just he's making some good plays. Making the perfect pass right now.
Bassetter comes on again for the point after. Kick is up. Looks like it's right down the middle. It's going to be 14-0, Eagles leading the Rockets late here in the second quarter. Catch the Iowa State Cyclones on 96.7 FM Saturdays. This coming Saturday, they will be in Manhattan to take on Kansas State. Broadcast time is always 2 hours before the kickoff, so take the Cyclones with you on 96.7 KIC, Southern Iowa's fourth leader. Not sure what time that game's going to start down there in Kansas, but should be a good game down there. Hopefully the Cyclones can start doing a little bit better.
Yeah, they need one after a couple disappointments earlier in the season, and hasn't been very easy on the last few games.
No, it hasn't. Kind of like our District 6 here. Yes, quite a few tough teams in that Big 12 conference. Eagles approach the kickoff. Redstetter kicks it. We're going to let it bounce. We pick it up at the 2-yard line. Looks like Archer going to bring it across the 20. He breaks the tackle up the near sideline. Archer gets it up to across the 36-yard line. Good return by Corey Archer.
That was a nice return there. He got out there, and I don't know. Right, he let it bounce there, but
that's
he got the nice bounce come right up to him.
That's something Pat and I talked about a lot this season. Not only on kickoffs and punts, it seems like our guys aren't willing to come up and catch the ball in the air. They just wait back and let it bounce, and it's cost us quite a few times. At that time, Corey did a nice job of picking it up and then making a good return, about a 35-yard return to get it up across the 36-yard line. Rockets come up, two guys split out to the far side. Takes the under center with a lone man in the backfield. They give it to Van Dorn around the far side.
He's
broken loose on the 40. Tries to make a stutter step. Gives the Eagles a chance to run him down, but he's across the 35-yard line inside the about the 34 of the Eagles. Nice run by Craig Van Dorn.
Oh, he did a nice job. They were really stringing it out, and he waited for him to get out there, and then we had a block, and he cut off it and was able to just did a nice job of going there. Thought he might go all the way there. He had some, but they had some pretty good speed back there that closed pretty fast on him.
That's another thing Pat and I talk about this season is we do a nice job of running when we're able to get out to that edge and make that good hard cut and turn it upfield instead of trying to string it out to the corner.
Yeah, that was an excellent read on his part there. Looks like we got some confusion again here.
Coming up the line of scrimmage, Maroff comes out wide to the right. Looks like they bring Van Dorn in motion to the near side. They throw a screen out to Maroff. We got a nice block by Van Dorn. He's inside the 24, into the 12th, 22-yard line. Looks like he's going to be real close to another first down.
Yeah, a little screen play out here. They brought a guy in motion and got it to him, and good pickup for us.
This is what the Rockers needed after giving up those two little drives the Eagles just put in the end zone. They need to keep this going and get it down and get some momentum back. They come up the line. 2 men in the backfield behind Figley. Looks like Jaeger and Archer. We got give it to Cody Brown. The end around the left side. He's got some room and a good block on the left edge. A nice tackle that time by number 20. Looks like Colton Connolly coming up from his safety position to bring down Brown. Looks like he's going to have a much bigger game.
Yeah,
still a good gain of about 5 yards on first down.
Looks like he's going to be able to cut it up there, but they closed that, and then he used some speed there and got outside. Yeah, I thought he was going to get more than that, but he ran left and right quite a ways.
Second down to 5, Rockets inside the 20-yard line. Bigsley brings up to center. He's got Hunter Johnson in the backfield. Takes a snap and runs a straight ahead himself. Looks like he's going to be down close to the 16-yard line. Pickup of about 3 or 4 is going to bring up third down at about 3.
Well, I would say we're probably in 4-down territory here, so you know, we get 3 yards and 2 more each play here. We're setting pretty good.
Yeah, it looks like the ball's right on the 15-yard line, going to be third down.
Like about 3 to go, doesn't it?
Yep. Rockets break the huddle. Bigsley up under center. He's got Maroff out here to the far side. He's got Bryce Worster in the slot. Cody Brown of the wing.
I thought Bigsley got on the ball, but Clayton Ridge is pointing the other way, so we'll see what happens.
We do have it. It's going to be fourth down. Looks like Bigsley was able to get back on it. A little missed handoff there.
Yeah, it looked like
the ball was break.
Putting his belly in good enough and just dropped it.
Yeah, that could have been disastrous, but that's going to bring up fourth down, and it's all the way back to the original line of scrimmage, fourth and 10, at about the 22-yard line. We need a big play here to keep this drive alive.
Yeah, we need to something here. I want to shoot ourselves in the foot, and we have good move the ball well, and then something bad happens.
Bigly under center.
Okay,
let's say we have a timeout, Rockets. Community First Credit Union is your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, cfirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by the NCUA. Leffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 and let them get your next project done. Leffler Dirt Works is behind the Rockets for a win tonight. A big play here now on 4th and 10 as the Rockets come out of the timeout. Clayton Ridge coming back onto the field. This could be a big momentum builder here with being down 2 touchdowns here in the second quarter. Rockets up the line of scrimmage. 2 men in the backfield behind Figley. Morrow split out to the far side. He rolls back, pass, he's under pressure, and he's brought down. He's brought down for about a 12-yard loss back to the 35-yard line. He's going to give Clayton Ridge first down on their own 35. I couldn't see what he had for receivers out there, but it looked like he was a little indecisive and tried to tuck it under once that pressure got to him.
Yeah, he had nowhere to go. They did a nice job of containing and just closed in on him there.
Now the defense needs to do its job now and come up with a big stop here. Clayton Ridge comes up to the line. Ellie in the shotgun for the pistol formation. Drops back. Rolls to his left with a blocker. Scrambling around, running around the backfield. Ducks under, now he's running to the far side. Still along the Lewis, down the far sideline.
Well, we had a nice job of coverage there, and he's waiting and waiting, and we didn't have a whole lot of pressure, and he got outside and picked up about 16 yards.
Yeah, we didn't do a very good job of containing on that far side. Looks like he's going to get all the way to the Rocket 47 or 48 yard line. A big run by that Helly that time.
Yeah, they're right tackle there, Ryan Moser. He flushed him there. He knocked two guys to the ground and just cleared the path.
Laid on him like a pancake.
Oh,
or just knocked him out.
He
just
knocked him down.
Helly's under center this time in the I formation. Face to Preston, rolls out to the right side. Throws it deep downfield. He's got a man open. He's got it down the far sideline. So it's going to be a 48-yard touchdown reception.
Yeah, he got
from Helly, looks like number 18. Joe Kahn with his second touchdown catch of the game.
Yeah, he got behind us. He kind of sat there, and he got behind, and he had a nice pass. And, we recovered well, but we didn't know where the ball was.
I guess it looked like we had a man in position to get over there and knock it down. The throw was just a little bit behind. Kahn had to slow down and wait for it. But once we got turned around, we couldn't find it. He was able to make the catch, and our defender fell down, and he waltzed into the end zone. Rash better on for the kick. And it's off the upright, misses wide to the left. So that's going to be the Eagles 20, the Rockets nothing here late in the second quarter. Sounds like a minute 37 left here in the first half. First Iowa State Bank is your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They are proud to support the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value. Lowest prices and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal at KIIC. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most, but not all areas. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. Rastetter's kick bounces inside the five and goes into the end zone. The Rockets will get a touchback and take the ball first and 10 at their own 20. Thought maybe there for a second that Clayton Ridge was doing something illegal and playing the train horn after the touchdown, but there just must be the railroad tracks right here behind the...
Yeah, I didn't realize that. It kind of scared me there when it first went off, so shaking this place.
No, Rockets need to get their train rolling right here. It's going to be first and 10 from their own 20-yard line with a minute and a half left here in the first half.
Yeah, we just need to settle down. I mean, we're moving the ball, and then we get down, and we're just... shooting ourselves in the foot when it matters.
Yep. Bigley brings him up the line. He's in the pistol position with Hunter Johnson to his right. A low snap. He's being chased. He scrambles out to the left side. Fires on the run. A nice throw and just doing rolled out to his left. Looks like it's complete to Archer for about 10 yards.
Yeah, he found the seam there. That was a nice job. One of our linemen really filled out there and saved us another sack there. He got a nice block.
First down from their own 30-yard line. The Rockets come up again in the pistol position. Hunter Johnson in the backfield. This time, Pigley rolls to his right. Looking out, got under pressure. Just taking too much time back there. He's going to get dropped for a 5-yard loss.
Yeah, it looks like we only had, well, I guess we had more than a few people out on the route, but he didn't see it in. And, he's a little indecisive on what to do with the ball there. And
there's a snap, it's a low snap, it's fumbled, but he picks it up, rolls to his right. Pump fake, still rolling. He just can't decide what to do, and again, he's going to be dropped back inside the 20, about the 18-yard line.
And once he gets outside those tackles, he needs to just throw that ball out of bounds. There's nobody open, and instead of taking that loss, just get rid of the ball.
Yep, there's been several times this season where Dylan struggled with that decision. Once he gets out there, doesn't know what to do with it, and just tries to make too much out of the play instead of just dropping it off and taking it back at the original line of scrimmage. Looks like the Rockets are going to call their...
No, this is a timeout by Clayton Ridge.
By Clayton Ridge?
Yep. They save a little time here, so they get a little more time.
Is that their first time out of the half?
I believe so.
106.9 FM is Southern Iowa's home and away voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Tune in each and every Saturday for the Hawks on 106.9. This Saturday, I believe the Hawkeyes have Wisconsin in Iowa City. Take black and gold against Wisconsin. Broadcast time is always 2 hours before kickoff, so be sure to check out Gary Dolphin and Ed Podolak on your station for the Hawks for Ottumwa in Southern Iowa, 106.9 FM. The Hawks finally got a big win in Big Ten play against Northwestern. It wasn't pretty, but
hey, win there, Big Ten. You know, anyone you'll take there. So hopefully they can get that other one, get bowl eligible.
I tell you what, we just had to play. I told Pat last week if the Hawkeyes only had to play the first half, they'd be undefeated right now.
Yeah.
Bigsley drops back, throws a swing out. Double pass, but intended for Archer, but it's picked off by Helly.
Yeah, we had them pull just a little bit, but the free safety did a nice job staying back there and getting his half the field and then closed pretty hard there on the ball. So.
Took just a little bit too long, and Morrow's pass wasn't real crisp, and just kind of hung up there enough for Helly to come over and make a nice play. Clayton Ridge is going to take over at the Rocket 40-yard line.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're probably go empty backfield here and throw the ball.
Yeah, you know, they called that timeout trying to save some time to get the ball back. And with their potent passing offense, they do. They split three here to the near side, two to the far side with Helly in the shotgun formation. Excuse me, drops back to pass. Some pressure from the near side. He dumps it off underneath. And a nice little run afterwards for pickup. Going to be close to 15 yards.
See, that's the number 44, Dylan Preston there. And he could have ran that ball, I thought, instead of passing it.
Yep. Did a nice job of dumping it off underneath the Preston, and Preston did a good job of running afterwards. Took about two or three Rockets to bring him down after a gain of about 15. Be first and 10 inside the 25. Well, he drops back to throw again. He steps up and then Luke avoids the pressure, spins away from Glosser. Eventually, he's run out of bounds here on the near side by, looks like, Van Dorn and Jaeger.
Yeah, they come in pretty good. But he's very elusive. He spun away from two tackles there and was able to get some positive yards and get out of bounds.
Going to bring up second down at about 7 for Clayton Ridge. And it's going to stop the clock. Surely got to be inside of about a minute left to go here in the half. Helly again in shotgun formation. Four over here to the near side this time, and one out to the far side. Preston comes back to the pistol. They take to him, dump it out here to the con on the near side. He's wrapped up by Glosser and ran out of bounds for a short, maybe not even any game.
We got 16 seconds left in the half here.
All right, 16 seconds to go. It's going to bring up, can that be third down? Or was that a 4-yard gain on first down?
It was a 4-yard gain on first down, I believe.
It's going to be second and about 6 with 16 seconds to go from the 19-yard line. Snap back to Helly out of the shotgun. He rolls a little to the right, looks back to his left, scrambles up through the middle. He's tied down.
Tackled
by Hunter Johnson. Clayton Ridge is able to get another timeout. They're going to have the ball 3rd and 5. Just outside the 15-yard line with 10 seconds to go, or 9. I'm a math guy. I don't do those numbers.
I think it's 9 seconds on the clock here, so we'll see. I think they have one more timeout. They might get a couple more plays here.
Yeah, this is a big stand here for the Rocket defense. You don't want to go in for the halftime down any more than we already are. We're down 20-0 with 9 seconds to go here in the first half. Rocket defense needs a big stand here to keep Clayton Ridge out of the end zone.
Last play there, he looked like he wanted to dump it off to the fullback again right there in the middle like they did start that drive, and we had that covered really well.
Yeah, Preston is their second leading receiver on the season with 28 average. So it does look like he likes to throw it to him once in a while out of the backfield. Coming out of the timeout, the Rockets come back on the field. They've got Eagles coming from the line of scrimmage in the shotgun position. Two guys split out to the left, three to the right. Officials are talking here. The line of scrimmage are not quite ready to start play yet. I'm not sure what they're
discussing. I don't know what's going on here. It's about the third time they've got together to discuss something.
You know, that number three kind of reminds me of Mo, Larry, and Curly, and that's kind of what they reminded me of tonight. Now Clayton Ridge is going to call another timeout.
They just changed it to fourth down when they had third down up there on the thing. So,
well, I thought something happened over there.
So we're sitting there fourth and four.
It's fourth and four with 9 seconds to go.
Yep, that's Clayton Ridge's last timeout.
They would get the clock to stop if they move the chains or if they get out of bounds, but they would have to hurry up the line once that clock started, once the ball's set.
Maybe they're going to kick a field goal here. Yeah.
That does look like Connolly's going to set up the hold about the 26-yard line, so it'll be about a 36-yard field goal attempt for Rastetter from the near hash mark. He's a left-footed kicker. There's a snap, it's down, and the kick is up. And it's wide to the left. Wide to the left. The Rockets dodge a bullet here. There are 4 seconds left in the half. The Rockets are going to have one play. My guess would be that they would just snap it and take a knee and go in and try to lick their wounds at halftime.
Yeah, we'll see here. We're over on the sidelines. Most of the team there. Talk with the coaches here, see what's going to run.
Normally after the Friday night games, you can follow the game from the Friday night lights crew in the locker room show. I'm not sure if they're running that tonight after their playoff game at home against their host in Louisa Muscatine in Alvia tonight.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure if they're doing that or not. It should be a bitches for Alvia. I think they're playing pretty well.
Guess I should get on my KIC Thunderbolt app. The Rockets pitch it out to Van Dorn.
Ty Yeager.
Ty Yeager with a run across the 31-yard line. Picked up about 6 yards. Nice carry, but that's going to end the first half with the Clayton Ridge Eagles 20. The Rockets nothing. Not quite what we were looking for out of the first half. The Eagles had some big plays on offense. They got some good breaks, starting in good field position. And they're able to make some big plays, get in the end zone 3 times against the Rockets.
Yeah, their first two drives were really aided by some penalties on our part and made it a short field for them. And, yeah, you know, we moved the ball pretty well at times and had to get down there inside the 20. And we had a fumble and then we had a penalty in there as well as a sack. It took us out of everything.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to clean things up here in the second half and take care of some mistakes and get our offense moving if we're going to get back into this game. Midwest Assisted Living, as we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when you need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care.
Well, the passing game that they have is quite better than what we've seen all year. And, you know, we've done a good job at times, and other times we just lose people, and they take advantage of it. So, you know, offensively for us, we've moved the ball again, and we just shoot ourselves in the foot when we have big plays. And So, you know, we've kind of taken ourselves out of the game. So hopefully we can get things righted here in the second half and come out and get back in there.
Yeah, Helly has done a nice job. And when he has had some pressure of scrambling and running away from that pressure to create some more time, not only to throw the ball, but then he's so elusive that he's able to pick up some yards on his own, too. He's got some pretty good speed getting out of the pocket.
Yeah, but what I see, he might be the fastest guy on the field tonight. And, you know, he makes some good moves when somebody comes up to hit him. He really likes that spin move and used it well against us.
Yeah, not only you talk about being the fastest guy on the field, that's one of the reasons probably why he's returning punts and kickoffs as well as playing the quarterback position. Like you said, the Rockets have done a good job of moving the ball, but had some big penalties that have stalled a couple different drives for us. And just some mental mistakes and breakdowns. Otherwise, we might be right in this ball game.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I feel like we're the ones that have shot ourselves in the foot with penalties, fumble, and things. And you know, we'd be right here. We were playing well there and playing with them, and they were the ones shooting themselves in the foot early, and they kind of quit doing that. They've been able to get points on the board, and again from the short field twice.
Yeah, the key here for the Rockets in the second half is going to be to keep together as a team and play together, because there have been times against Wilton and Albia, both of those games where the Rockets have gotten down against those teams and then kind of started fighting amongst themselves instead of playing together as a team, and then it just got out of hand. The games that they've not given up, stayed together as a team, fought from behind and come back with some pretty good victories, like West Branch is a good example of that.
Yeah, again, Wilton's coming out here. They have the ball to start the half. We're getting ready to kick off. And, again, hopefully we got some things straightened out there at halftime. And, you know, we just take care of the ball, cut down our penalties, and, you know, keep them out of the end zone and make a game of this here.
Yeah, we've seen before this year that 20 points is not enough to keep the Rockets from the victory. So if our defense can step up and get our offense moving, we are not out of this ball game by any means.
No, I see. We're right here. You know, it could have been worse there. We stopped them right there at the end of the half and no points. And hopefully that's a big momentum booster for us.
Louis Minkman with a low short kick to start the second half. It's picked up at the 15 by the Ratsetter, and a nice tackle by Blake Maroff about the 24-yard line. He fought through a block to bring him down.
Yeah, that's the first clean hit we've been able to get on him tonight. Excellent job there.
We're here to start the second half. They've got the clock working again, so now we can see 11:55 to go in the second quarter. The Eagles are going to have it first and 10 on their own 25. One of the first huddles I've seen them have the whole game. They're coming out of the huddle here to start the second half. They've got Helly in the pistol position next to Preston in the backfield. One receiver split to the near side, three to the far side. There's the snap. He's looking to his left. He comes back to the right. Undercut the route by Cody Brown. It's intercepted. The Rock. Oh, I hit Rock. He's still on his feet. He's going to be down to about the 35-yard line on the Eagles. A great interception and a big turnover for the Rockets on the first play from scrimmage in the second half.
That's a great start to the second half there. We did a nice job. They were looking there. They faked to the left, quarterback, and then just threw the ball up to the right side here, and Cody had a nice drop and step in front and was able to get the interception.
I better get in that shout-out to Pat Powers out in Louisville, Kentucky, tonight. He's sure he wishes he was here at the broadcast. We miss him here in the booth. Hope he's enjoying his time out there at the National FFA Convention. Bigsley brings up the line in the shotgun position. There's the snap. Direct snap to Bigsley, and he's kind of straight ahead. Looks like he's got about 6 yards right up the middle.
Yeah, that was a nice play there. I thought one of our linemen jumped there. But
there was a lot of movement going on.
Yeah,
one of their linemen backed up to the linebacking position. Looked like, I don't know if it was an offensive, if it was our tight end that kind of got it down into a different position. It wasn't set initially, but those flags on the play, so we'll take it. The Rockets come to the line again. Bigley's talking to Johnson and Archer in the backfield behind him. Jaren Glosser comes in motion to the near side. They give it to Hunter Johnson off the right tackle. It's going to be a short gain. It's going to bring up third down at about 3.
Yeah, Yeah, it was just a little, we had action coming to the near side there, and then countered back with Hunter there up the middle. Wasn't much there, but did move the pile a little bit.
Yep, big play. Third down here. We need to keep the drive moving. Rockets come up the line. Pickney's going to be in the center again with, this time, Yeager and Archer in the backfield with Glosser again at the wing position. They give it to Yeager. He's off the left tackle. There's good gain off the near side. Looks like he's going to have enough to a first down. He's just inside the 25-yard line.
Yep, we got the first down there. That was going back to the tackles now. And hopefully we can keep the ball moving here.
Big play by that. Good run by Yeager that time to pick up a crucial first down after that turnover by the Eagles. Rockets break the huddle coming up to the line. Pickley's going to have an empty backfield. He's in the shotgun position. Cody Brown to the near side. Pickley's running up to the near side. He's going to be brought down after a short gain, maybe about a yard. Nobody was able to block the linebacker coming in from that side.
Yeah, I don't think we fooled them at all. We had an empty backfield there, and he just, as soon as he got it, just took off running and tried to do a sweep there, and we had people out there. But, again, their linebackers made the play.
Going to bring up second down and about nine from the Rocket 24-yard line. Bigley brings them up to the line. He's got Yeager in the backfield, talking to him again. Glosser to the far side along with Bryce Wirsta. Archer in motion to the right side. They give it to Archer. Number five.
That was Andrew Bergen there.
Andrew Bergen broke through the line and was able to bring it down for a loss of five or six. Bring a third and 15 from the Rocket 34-yard line.
Yeah, they went to a six-man front here, and looks like they shoot the gaps, and we weren't able to get him.
Yeah, we're going to have to make some adjustments and start doing a better job of blocking up front. Rockets break the huddle. Bigley brings them up to the line. We've got Archer here on the near side of the wing position. Bryce Worcester comes split to the near side. Snap to Bigley. Rolls to his right. Steps back and throws. Going to be out of bounds on the far sideline. Looks like it was intended for Blake Maroff.
Yeah, Blake did make a catch on that, but he was way out of bounds there. That's one that he kind of had to get rid of, and he did get rid of this time. Should have taken the sack.
Big play here now for the Rockets. Fourth and 15 inside the Eagle 30-yard line. Yeager comes into the play. They bring it up the line. They got Moss on the near side. Glosser. It's reverse. They give it to Maroff. He's running backwards. He loses one tackle. He's got Pigley to block. He's on the far sideline. He's going to be very close to the first down. Looks like he's going to have enough yardage to see where the spot is.
I think he's got plenty of room for that first down there.
Looks like Pigley initially missed the block around the original line of scrimmage. Looked like the Blake did a nice job of avoiding the tackle and was able to pick up enough yards on that far sideline. They are moving the chains first down just inside the 14-yard line. But he did pick up just that right at 15 yards, just enough for a Rocket first down. Pigsley brings him up to the lines in the shotgun with overload to the left side. Takes himself up the middle. Pile still moving. Looks like they're going to be down around the 5-yard line. Going to bring up second down. A good gain on first down by Pigsley.
Yeah, I didn't even see that. I just saw a big pile going towards the end zone there.
Well, let's hope we see a big pile going towards the end zone here. Second down at about one to go at the 5-yard line. The Rockets can get another first down without scoring. They bring them up to the line. We've got Moff and Worcester coming out to the left. Darren Glosser in the wing position with Yeager alone back in the backfield. They give it to Arch on the end around the left side. He's got the corner in the hip, and he's brought down at the 1-yard line. Nice tackle by Connolly and a couple other Eagles there. He's going to have a first down right about the, looks like they spotted at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, I thought there he might have had that corner turned a little bit. They closed. They got him low, too. Of course, he's going off the field right now, limping. A little bit. One guy got him low. Another one come in and finished him off there.
Yeah, I thought maybe if he would have got his shoulders squared just a little bit better, he could have had enough to drive him into the end zone.
Yeah.
Just still a little bit sideways when Connolly was able to make contact. But first down and goal to go nonetheless. Rockets up to the line. Bigley under center with Hunter Johnson in the backfield. They fake the pitch to Hunter. Now Dillon can't decide where to go. He spins back around. And he's going to be dropped for about a one-yard loss. Again, some indecision by Pigsley, not knowing where to go. He faked the pitch to Hunter Johnson to the right side, spun back around, looked like he was going to try to run it to his left, but nothing there, so he just tried to tuck it under and run in.
Yeah, that was, I didn't know what was going on there. Looked like he had a little confusion in the backfield. Looked like a pitch, and then man wasn't there.
Coach Stout listening back in Eddyville wanted me to do my best Keith Jackson impression. I'll try to get one of those in for him here. Bigley brings it up to the under center. Takes, tucks it under. He's running off tackle. The pile's still kind of moving. No whistle yet. He's going to be still short about the two-yard line.
It looks like we're back to the original line of scrimmage, and a flag just come in from the official. I don't know. Looks like he's talking to us.
Yeah, it looked like one of the Clayton Ridge players was clapping. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but unsportsmanlike conduct against us.
And I really didn't see anything there. I just seen the pile there, and it looked like they're coming out, and the guy just threw the flag. So I don't know if it was said, but.
And, you know, it never failed. You know, it could have been something that Clayton Ridge did, but it's always the second person that gets caught. And when you retaliate something like that, you're more than likely to get the penalty.
Yeah. Make it a little harder to get in the end zone here now from about the 16, 17-yard line.
You know, and luckily, was that a third down play before?
Yeah, it's third down now.
I thought that was third down, and normally on a sport unsportsmanlike, after the dead ball, they would count it down, but they've got it marked as third down. So it was third down from the 17-yard line, but we still need to get into the end zone. Big man under center.
Well, that same guy throwing his flag again.
Moving us back a little bit farther.
Pulled off flags on us that time, so I don't know what's going on here.
Well, I don't know if the guys aren't letting our split ends know where they're supposed to be lined up.
Well, that wasn't split end out there. He was. There was no one out on that side. I just don't know what they're seeing here.
That was head linesman or a line judge, that's part of your job is to talk to those guys, let them know where they're lined up instead of just waiting for them to line up and then throwing the flag later, especially if it's the split end out here is right next to you. He's usually asking if he's okay, if he's supposed to be on the line or off the line. I didn't see who it was over there on that far side. Takes the drops back to pass, looks down the left side, he's going to his left, he ducks and takes it under.
Oh, he got hit hard. I think he might be, he's moving. There's a little helmet-to-helmet there.
Hard to get the helmet-to-helmet contact. Dylan's laying on the ground.
No call on that, though, either.
Nope. And it was one of those plays where it was right near the sideline. It could have been close to, he was spinning back towards inbound, so it wasn't going to be a late hit out of bounds. But like I said, it was one of those high hits. Looks like it could have been called helmet-to-helmet. But he's still laying on the ground.
Yeah, when he first got hit, I really looked like he was knocked out there just the way he was going down. And Coach K's not very happy with the officiating crew right now.
Download the free KIIC Thunderbolt app from your iTunes or Android store to get all the latest live scoring updates, live streams, and much more. Looking for a score? Simply click the Scores tab, and you'll see up-to-minute score updates from KIIC Friday Night Lights Studio. It's free and very easy. Remember, look for the KIIC Thunderbolt app for your smartphone. KIIC's Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station. This isn't the only game we're streaming live all over the world. KIIC also has several other games available on your digital or computer device. Albia is playing tonight, normally on KIIC 1. Not sure how many of these other teams Pekin should be in the playoffs on KISC.7.
Dylan's up and walking off. That's hopefully a good sign here.
Yeah, that's a big loss with the Rockets if he's not going to be able to go. Now they're marking it a fourth down at the 13-yard line, fourth and goal. Can't tell who they brought in there for Pigsley. Brett Wirsta?
I'm not sure yet. Yep, that looks like it's Brett under center now.
Oh,
turn it up.
Give it to Van Dorn.
Well, we got another flag here again.
They're going to call that one on Van Dorn. Looked like after he got tackled, got up, he kind of wasn't real flagrant, but he just kind of pushed the guy with his forearm, and that was enough for the official to throw a flag.
Yeah, you've got to keep your head on that. That was a nice hit on their part. That was a nice hole there. It looked like he just tried to string it out a little bit too far. If he cut up, he might have had a little bit more, but you don't want to lose your composure. Game like this, just keep it.
Yeah, it looks like he's talking to officials are talking to three of the Rocket players right now. Cody Brown, Jaren Glosser, and Hunter Johnston have all been talking to the officials, but yeah, just unsportsmanlike against the Rockets.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this, not shooting yourself in the foot here. We've had the ball on the 2-yard line. You know, now we're going to be out past the 30.
Well, that should be still Clayton Ridge's ball after the, although they didn't do it right the last time.
They're going to give them the ball here at the 30.
After that fourth down play, it should be their ball plus that 15-yard penalty. First and goal for the Eagles at their own 30-yard line. He brings him up to the line of scrimmage of the pistol with three receivers to the right. Bounces out to Preston to the near side. Steps back through the middle. Rockets just started tackling. We've got four or five Rockets finally bring him down after about a gain of 6 or 7 yards.
Yeah, that looks like it should have been lost about two there. We had people there, and he just kept just moving in and out. We just weren't able to step up and make the tackle.
Yeah, it's one thing we saw against Albia, a lot of people hitting them high around the shoulders, not getting down around the waist or legs, and wrapping up and making the tackle. Second down at about 3 at the Eagle 37-yard line. Helly under center this time. Hands it straight ahead.
That's for Jared Garner.
Garner straight ahead for another Eagle first down.
Going to that no huddle offense again, and
Rockets are going to have to keep their composure and get things back together and stop the Eagles' offense to get the ball back. Ellie up under center, pointing out some of the defenders, takes the snap, gives it to Preston right up the middle. Get hit initially by Wurstaff. Then it looks like Blake Maher off. And number 50, should know our numbers by now,
Louis
Winkleman in on the tackle, but it's a pickup of about almost 6 yards on first down for Preston. He's been running the ball hard for them tonight when they have been running the ball on the ground.
Yeah, he's the workhorse for him.
Then they come up the line with Helly under center, high formation in the backfield. They give it to Preston up the middle. He breaks through the line. He's dragging people with him. Finally, he's rubbed down inside the 40-yard line.
Oh, there, that should be on number 16 right there.
Looks like he did throw a flag in there.
Yeah, we were getting up off the pile, man. 16 just gave a big shove there to
can do, the head coach of Clayton Ridge, it is going to be unsportsmanlike against Clayton Ridge.
Yeah, they're not real happy they got that penalty there, but they're—I mean, it was obvious.
That was worse than the penalty we got called against Van Dorn down on the other end. I agree.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, partially I think it's the official's fault for letting it get this out of control to begin with, but if you're going to call that kind of stuff, you need to call it every time, and I think you got that call right.
Yeah.
That's going to move them back to their own 45-yard line. But it is still going to be a first down. Well, no.
Yeah, he had the first down. So, well, I don't know. They've got second down over
second
there.
Second down and nine.
So, he must have just been short. No, he was. He was
first down. No, he was way past the first down marker.
Yeah, I don't know what
that
they
should be first and ten for him right there, but he got second and nine. So, it was out to the side, to the far side.
There's
There's a flag on the far sideline. Looked like it's in the vicinity of a block in the back on the Eagles.
Yeah,
that should be coming back.
We're going to make the tackle there, and the other receiver out there just shoved our defensive back right out of the way, and they did get that play. Right.
Yep, they're bringing everybody back. Should have been a block in the back from there, so that should be a 15-yard penalty. That ought to move them back to close to their 30-yard line.
And so we're going to have second down again here.
They only moved it 10 yards.
That's from the spot of the foul there. So.
Right, and that was a couple yards in front of the... Yeah, but it still only moved it 10 yards back to the 36. At least I think the line of scrimmage was the 46, and it looks like the block in the back was right around the line of scrimmage, so that's only a 10-yard penalty. Anyway, Helly comes up under center in the eye. He's got one man split to the right, comes in motion to the near side. There's another man split over here. He rolls out to his right, coming to the near side. That's some pressure. Ball's up in the air.
Oh, incomplete there. We were able to get a hand in and get it knocked out, but... Yeah, we had good coverage, and we started watching the ball and let the receiver get away from us.
Yeah, it looked like Belk had a chance with that ball. It was a nice throw by Helly on the sideline, but he had a couple feet in, but then bobbled it as he was going out of bounds and ended up on the ground for an incompletion.
Yeah, I think Cody Brown got his hand in there at the end there and knocked the ball loose.
That's a nice job of recovering to get there to knock that away. Could have been a big play. Would have been a first down for the Eagles. That is going to bring up third and close to 19. We got 18 on the scoreboard. 3:02 left here in the third quarter. Elliott again up in the center in the eye formation. Back from the far side, comes in motion, swinging back way behind the eye. They hand it off to Preston up the middle. Hunter Johnson looked like it. I think that was Hunter. That's what it get hit on it from this
side. Yeah, it was Hunter and... The other one in there, Dalton Brown. Dalton Brown made first contact, and then Hunter came in and finished him off.
He got about 6 yards on that play. Going to bring up fourth and about 12 from about the 42.5-yard line. You're going to have Vetstetter in front formation with two guys, Archer and Maroff, back deep for the Rockets.
That's right. The quarterback in the game there when he went left and off. I didn't know what type of injury he had there.
High snap and left footed kick out of bounds. Going to go
33-yard line.
Kind of shanked it off here to the near side on his own sideline. The Rockets will have the ball at their own 33.
He's a pretty good kicker. That's
Yeah, I haven't seen him do that tonight. But
pretty good leg on him, so that's good for us.
Community First Credit Union is your voice. It's powered by Community First. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and debt needs. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, seefirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook, federally insured by the NCUA. Rockets will take over with 2:18 left here in the third quarter from their own 33-yard line. Looks like
basically
back in the game.
He's in.
Takes the ball and runs himself off tackle. Picks up about 5 yards. Looks like he's going to have second down about the 37-yard line,
yeah.
Almost 38.
Looks like he ran a little hard there, a little harder than what he had, a little more determination looks like there. It looks like they had him stopped, and he just come right got out of that and picked up another 2 feet yards.
That's what we're going to have out of our whole Rocket team, is a little more fire, a little more determination to get back in this ball game. Bigsley comes up in the pistol. He fakes and takes it himself again. He's going to be a
tough one. He breaks. Oh, he broke loose. They blew the whistle, though.
Yeah, they blew the whistle.
I didn't think he was stopped. I thought he was still moving, and they barely had him. And he was getting away and didn't finally break it, but they blew the whistle just as he escaped.
He was able to get across the 41, which brings up a really manageable third and about two for the Rockets. With a minute 12 and the clock ticking there in the third quarter. Ty Yeager bringing the play into the huddle. The Rockets break out of the huddle, coming up the line. Bigley's going to be under center. Devin Jensen here on the tight end. Corey Archer. And they give it to Yeager. Yeager's got enough for the first down off the near side, up to about the 45-yard line.
That was a good gain there. We needed that, get that first down, move the chains here. You know, they dropped up there. They had like an 8-man front on us, and we were able to there and get the first down.
Yeah, they have been trying some different things against us on defense to kind of mix up their defenses to keep us confused on offense. Come up the line, Bigsley under center. He's got one man in the backfield. Archer goes in motion to the near side. They give it to Archer.
Yeah, they're just, we're overmanned there. They're basically bringing up Colton Rastetter over there on the outside, playing in almost like a 7-man front there to the wide side of the field. We didn't get the block on him that time.
Yeah, anytime we're trying to run that misdirection on one way or the other, they're getting into the backfield before we're able to get the ball around the edge. Archer was dropped for about a 5-yard loss, going to bring up second 15 from about the Rocket 40-yard line. It's going to be the end of the third quarter with Clayton Ridge 20. The Rockets 0. Leffa Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 and let them get your next project done. Leffa Dirt Works is behind the Rockets for a win tonight. First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They are proud to support the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets. Again, you know, talked about in the first half, shooting ourselves in the foot, cleaning up those penalties and mental mistakes. And at times, it looks like we've done a good job of, we did a great job of creating an turnover on the first play from scrimmage in the second half. Had the ball down to the 2-yard line. Mental mistakes pushed us back, and we were unable to capitalize there. And luckily, our defense was still standing up and being able to keep the Eagles from doing much on offense so far this second half.
Yeah, they've been doing a good job. You know, they really have the whole game, other than the one long touchdown pass. The rest, the other two scores come on a short field. And, you know, they're still in their fight and stuff. And offensively here, again, we're moving the ball. And that and there, we just lost 5 yards on us. We put ourselves in a hole here, second 15, and see what we can pull out of the bag of tricks here.
Like I said, our offensive line is going to have to do a better job of staying man-on-man on those blocks up front, giving our backs some opportunity to create some space and get into the secondary.
Yeah, the way they overload our strong side, we might have to try some backside stuff here. That was Ty Yeager, I think, right up the middle.
Yep, that's kind of what they did that side. They overloaded to that far side, our strong side, and they brought Ty Yeager back to the weak side off tackle. He was able to pick up about 2 yards. He's going to bring up third and about 13 from the Rocket 42. Pat Powers is probably out there in Louisville thinking it's time for the old hook and lateral.
Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier. Thought maybe there at the end of the half, so we might try something like that.
Dillon back to pass, gets the ball away, nice throw, but good coverage downfield. Looks like Kelly, the quarterback, was coverage on Maroff downfield, was able to knock the ball away.
Yeah, they're running stride for stride there, and we give them enough time to make pass that time, and you know, he threw it there, they just knocked it away. So
yep. Dillon did a much better job of staying in the pocket there and not getting some happy feet. He stepped up and made a good strong throw, but Helly did a nice job of covering him off downfield and knocking it away. Kind of getting to that point in the game where you wonder if Coach Keller might roll the dice a little bit, but they've got Winkleman back in front formation with the Eagles having Bastetter and Helly back to receive the punt. Really gets off a pretty good punt, going over their heads, down inside the 20, then back to the 15, and roll out of bounds about the 11-yard line.
Yeah,
picked off by Winkleman that time.
I say he kicked the ball, and the field must be a little wet or something. He just fell right down there on his back as he made the kick. They're lucky to get a kick off like that. You know, their punter did that earlier,
yep,
too. So must be a little slip there in the middle of the field.
It must have got a little more rain than we expected, but it is also getting a little colder. I imagine the dew starting to set in down there,
yep,
making the field a little bit treacherous, and also probably going to cause a little bit of havoc on that ball. Hopefully it causes a lot of havoc right
there
for the Eagles. Maybe we get a turnover down here deep in their own territory. The Eagles come up on the line of scrimmage. Going to be first and 10 on their own 11. Ellie's in the pistol formation with Rasmussen to his left. Hands it off to Rasmussen up the middle. He's going to pick up about 4 yards up to about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, that was Preston again in there, Dillon Preston. Now, right now, I'm sure he's going to just get the ball and try to ground out some.
Yeah, up
first 20. And run the clock.
Up 20 with about 10:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. You know they're going to be happy with just trying to move the chains, run to the ground, and run out the clock. This time they come up in the pistol position with Preston to Helly's right side. Two guys split to the right, one to the left.
Oh,
Helly pulls it down. You got a fly coming on the backside.
I think that was his beanbag there, throwing in there where we thought we had him tackled for a little loss. But, again, he slipped trying to change directions too. So
not sure what I saw there, but pretty good job that time of keeping him contained. I'm going to bring up third and about 6.
Yeah, we all have no gain there on that play. And it looks like he might be able to run for some, but wasn't able to change directions like he was earlier in the game.
Eagles bring it up the line. Rockets need a big stop here on third down, deep in the Eagles territory. Helly again in the shotgun position. This time with, like, Conn in the pistol back there next to him. Going out here to the near side to his left.
Oh, come on.
He's trying to scramble around the left side. He's going to be knocked out of bounds. Looks like short of the first down.
I don't know where he spots this. I think he's short.
Yeah, he's short of the 19-yard line, and they need to get, looks like, to the 21, so it's going to bring a fourth and about 2. You wouldn't think the Eagles would be in a position right here to want to try to risk going for it and giving us the ball deep in their own territory.
I think they'll punt the ball here. Yeah, they're in punt formation.
Got Rastetter back to punt. And he gets off a short punt. Again, it's
high. We're going to get out of the
25-yard line. It bounces backwards. Kind of like your 9-iron I've seen out there.
Yeah, I wish my 9-iron backspin like that.
Looks like it's going to give the Rockets first and 10 at the Eagle 43-yard line. Now's the time the Rockets need to get the offense in gear and get into the, take advantage of the good field position to get down into the end zone.
Looks like we're a little slow getting the play off here. We're still in that, so just got into the huddle calling the play. So hopefully
we'll see if that
don't
back
take
judge,
a lot of time.
See if that back judge holds up his hand to give the warning that he's getting close to 25. Quigley comes up under center. Foster comes in motion to the near side. They give it to Jaeger right up the middle, and there is nothing doing there.
Yeah. And Ryan Moses just stuffed his guard, just stood him right up and tackled them both there. We didn't get much explosion off the line of scrimmage that time.
Pitchley turned around and was talking to the referee. I'm not sure what he thought was happening there. He thought Moser was giving Jaeger the business in the pile, or
surprising me. It seems to me like they let this game get away with some tossing back and forth, and I think it's still half a little bit.
Fumble on the snap in the exchange. Basically was able to pick it up and fall on it, but that's going to move the Rockets back to the 50-yard line. Going to bring up third at about 17.
Yeah, it's just an exchange problem there between the center and the quarterback. And we were able to get back on it.
Yeah, again, you talk about those mental mistakes and shooting yourself in the foot. And more often than not tonight, that's what the Rockets have done when they are on offense. Dillon dropped back to pass that time, and number five, Andrew Bergen, came free on the safety blitz from this near side. Nobody around him. Dillon was looking to his left and didn't see it coming, and he took a good shot and about an 8-yard loss on that sack.
Yeah, he's lucky there. That guy didn't really get a real clean shot on him because he was full steam, and Dillon just stepped up, looked like he was getting ready to pass it.
We are just not in sync tonight. The Clayton Ridge defense is doing a good job of mixing things up, keeping us confused, and we just can't seem to get things going.
Yeah, that's really the first time they brought the outside corner for safety there, and we didn't pick it up.
Yeah, it looks like they've got Winkleman in front formation again. He's in the short, 7 yards.
We got a fake one here.
Throwing it out to Glosser.
Oh, that's a late hit out of bounds with a no call here. That was
Glosser. Glosser on the near side.
Yeah, he picked up about seven, well, more than that.
Must have been Worcester that took the direct snap in the punt formation, but he did pick up about 7 or 8 yards, but he's still going to be well short of the first down. So he's going to turn over on downs. Clayton Ridge will take over first and 10 at the Rocket 47. With 6:52 left here in the fourth quarter. Clayton Ridge comes up the line, Helly under center, with I formation with two split to the right. Rockets are in the 4-4 defense. They've got 8 guys up in the box. They give it to Preston. He's off tackle and a good hit there at the initial line of scrimmage to bring Preston down after a short gain. Looks like Hunter Johnson, Archer, and maybe Dalton Brown on that far side combined on that tackle. .625 and the clock ticking. Clayton Ridge not in any hurry there. Wrist breaks the huddle coming up the line. Second down about 7 from the 44. Kelly this time in the shotgun with another back behind him. They give it to Preston. Preston?
No, that's Joe Kahn. Actually, Preston, he come off that last play holding his shoulder and he's drooping down and stuff. They're working on him on the sideline here. So
Kahn did a nice job of running that time off the right side. Picked up, maybe just 3 yards. Going to bring up the 40-yard line. Going to bring up third and about 3 for the Eagles. Big play here for the Rocket defense.
Yeah, we need to get some penetration here and off. They're going to go with the I formation, it looks like.
Helly under center with the power eye to the right side.
I think we got to delay a game on them, maybe.
Yep, usually when the flag comes into the back judge, that's normally what it is. We mark off about 5 yards back to the 45-yard line, going to make it about third and long 7. Got to get inside the 43, almost the 42-yard line.
They're running personnel in and out here. And looks like they took off a couple linemen and put in a couple receivers.
They got to hurry to get this one off. Now he's in the pistol. Three guys split to the right. He rolls to his right, passes off underneath. The ball's caught. Takes about 3 Rockets in the secondary to bring him down. A big gain down to the 30-yard line. Going to be a big first down for Clayton Ridge.
Yeah, that's Colton Austin, drop setter there that caught the ball, and Darren Jensen in on the tackle.
Yeah, again, initially it looked like they did a pretty nice job, but after Ellie was able to scramble, Rastetter was able to shake free, and a nice throw and a good run after the catch by Rastetter.
Yeah, he just he found that seam, come back a little bit, just set in there, and they found him.
Ellie takes the snap, and the center gives it straight ahead. Take number nine, that's Jared Gruner. Good hard run straight ahead, right through the middle of the Rocket defense. Picked up about 7 yards on first down. Rocket's defense really needs to step up here and keep Clayton Ridge out of the end zone if we have any chance of making a comeback here. The clock ticking under 4 minutes and 30 seconds. In the I formation, Helly under center, takes the snap, gives it off tackle to the left side.
Now they just called a late hit on Blake Maroff there, and it was a late hit. Whistle was there, he'd come up and hit one of their linemen. And,
I'm not sure what that.
Two flags down now.
I'm not sure what that call was, because like you said,
play was still going on.
The play was going on, and there's another flag.
We got three flags here then, huh?
That must have been some John at the umpires out of the rock hell that time for that last flag. Looks like we're just getting frustrated out there and starting to let things get out of control.
Yeah, we're definitely getting frustrated here. You know, we've kind of shot ourselves in the foot again. They just called unsportsmanlike on us. Will they march all these off one at a time?
Well,
or does it go on the last one?
It just goes half the distance from where it is, no matter how many.
There's another one half the distance for us. And we still got one flag on the ground. And
yeah, I'm not sure what that other flag that the referee threw was about. I didn't think he threw that initially on Maroff. I thought that was in a different spot.
That was on their right tackle. So I don't know what happened there. We, again, got short into that one.
Kelly in the center, eye formation. He just keeps it, runs it off the hip of the center to the left. No initial signal, but the late touchdown signal.
Yeah, I'm not sure he made it in there.
I thought maybe he was down as well, but was able to hide behind enough of the pile to crawl in there before the official could see he was down. But with 3:59 left in the clock, they do give the Eagles a touchdown, 26-0. Clayton Ridge is going to call a timeout, decide if they want to kick the extra point or go for two.
Yeah, I don't think they had enough men on the field there. It looks like they only had 10 players.
Yeah, it does look like 10 coming off the field now.
So they could call timeout to get the other player on the field.
Midwest Assisted Living, as we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable, home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits of assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. Back out on the field, they've got Zach Rastetter set up for the PAT attempt. There's a snap kind of high, but he gets it down, and that one is good. So with the extra point, that's going to make it 27-0, Clayton Ridge over the Rockets with 3:59 left to go here in the fourth quarter. And again, Coach, there's another drive that we kind of shot ourselves in the foot, just giving yards to the Eagles by being a little bit frustrated and having some penalties that shouldn't have occurred.
Yeah, you know, think they're just kind of realizing maybe the game's out of hand right now, and they're starting to just lose control a little bit, try and take out some frustration, and they need to kind of not let that happen, stay under control. But then again, I think they had a penalty that last one that didn't get called on them, so I don't know. I don't really think these guys have done a very good job controlling this game.
No, I would agree. They kind of let things get out of hand early, and when you don't control that stuff early, this is what happens. The guys start getting frustrated and just keep doing things that are going to get those penalties, and especially on a lopsided, well, starting to be a lopsided game like this one. One team gets frustrated, and then things really start to go south. Dashbetter gets the left-footed kick, coming to the near sideline. Archer has a little trouble fielding it, picks up the five, breaks loose down the sideline, gets up to about the 25-yard line. There's going to be a flag here. I'm not sure if that's on Maw for holding or maybe a tripping.
I don't know what happened here. It looks like
block in the back maybe is the initial signal. I thought I saw.
Say that field's getting really, really wet there. Before he had problems keeping his balance. Feet underneath him there. One of their players went down trying to make a cut too.
Yeah, that's going to push us back inside the 10-yard line.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was a block in the back call. Must have been on Moff. He was the only one over there besides Archer. It'll be first and 10 Rockets from the 12-yard line. The Rockets are just kind of walking up the line. You can tell the wind's kind of out of their sails here. They just have no spring in their step anymore. Pickley lines up in the pistol position, trying to get Hunter Johnson positioned next to him. Snap rolls to his right.
Touches
it under and runs up the sideline. He's going to step out of bounds real close to first down yardage. Looks like the spot is going to be enough for a first down. They haven't.
They're going to give us the first down.
He's on the 13-yard line. I thought we started at the 12 or the 23-yard line. That
like
shouldn't even be close.
Going to measure here.
But we had first and 10 on the 12-yard line. They spotted it on the 23. I may not be the best at math, but I can add 12 plus 10.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing here. Didn't even be close, and it looks like we might have get by about a ball there.
Well, we do have a little bit better vantage point than they do from up here. And the Rocks are going to have a first and 10 from their own 23, 3:48 to go in the fourth quarter, down 27 to nothing. Basically brings it up to the line. Got two backs behind him in the backfield. Now he brings Archer over here to the wing position with Jaeger in the backfield. Archer goes in motion to the far side. And now the officials are letting Clayton Ridge call the penalties for him. And it looks like our wing on the far side moved a little bit when Archer went in motion. It's going to move us back about 5 yards. We have first and 15 from about the 17-yard line. Basically brings up the same formation. Moff going wide to the far side. Like Cody Brown and Archer in the wings. Archer goes in motion to the far side. Snap, Pigsley rolls to his left. He's looking downfield. Stops and throws. He's got a man behind him. Moff with the catch. He's got one man to beat. He runs him down. He's going to be out of bounds.
Looks like a takedown. We got a wrestling match here.
Flipped
now.
The and threw him out of bounds.
We're going to have a penalty. Here we go again.
Not sure if that's going to be on Moff.
I think it is the way the official's going after him, but the way that guy picked him up and threw him down and then laid on top of him a little bit, that probably went the wrong way on this penalty as well.
Going to be about the 30-yard line where the guy had a hold of him looked like all he had to do was push him out of bounds. Instead, he picked him up and kind of gave him the body slam on the far side, and Blake didn't take too kindly to that. It looks like that's when he's going to get the flag.
Coach Keller, he's probably going to get one here, too. He's really chewing on that official, trying to get an explanation. And
oh, they sold out. They sold out and called offsetting penalty. They called an unsportsmanlike on the Rockets and an unsportsmanlike on the Eagles. You can hear some of the Rocket fans from the far side. Don't sound too happy.
They're not too happy with the officiating here. But called offsetting, huh? So, well,
that should be first down for the Rockets at the Eagle 30-yard line. With 3:24 to play, Rockets are down 27-0.
Yeah, see, that one guy was getting ready to step it off, and I think one of the other officials stepped in and said, no, we're going to call offsetting here.
Not sure what's going on. Looks like the Rockets are coming out of the huddle.
Our teams are still trying to get down
I don't know how they can start the 25-second clock. We don't have the chain set yet, but
it is.
The play's running. Dylan takes the snap, rolls back. He's in trouble. He's got two guys. He breaks free.
He's
going to get back just a little bit past the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he's flipping around there, too. He went to set his feet and back foot just kind of went out underneath him there.
Yeah, kind of a broken play. Couldn't see what he had for receivers down here on the near side. But
they had them covered pretty well. So
he had some good pressure when he was able to elude the first two tacklers. But then once he got back to the line of scrimmage, there was enough Clayton Ridge defenders there. Brought him down for no gain. Maybe half a yard at the most. Going to bring up second, and we'll call it 9.5 from the 29.5-yard line. Big lean the shotgun.
And we're going to call us for offsides again. One of our wide receivers out here.
Did they call offsides?
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. Or did they call the legal procedure?
No, it lined up offsides again. One of our receivers. These guys have not done a very good job communicating with the wideouts.
Yeah.
The way with our wideouts. You have to call them for it, but, you know.
Thinks he takes a snap out of the shotgun again. He drives back. Now he rolls to his right. Still looking to throw. Tucks it under now. He's going to pick it up. Pick up about 6 yards as it runs a little past the original line of scrimmage. Going to get just about the 29. Going to bring up third down at about 9.5 again. Clayton Ridge doing a nice job of defending the pass downfield, covering the receivers. Makes it look like you want to throw. Tucked it once and still had a chance to throw it, but then pulled it underneath and decided to second run. Up under center this time with two backs to the backfield. Fakes to both guys, rolls to his right, gives a pump fake and gets around up the sideline. I think he's going to be inside the 15-yard line. A nice job by Dylan of using his pump fake to get the defender up in the air and running around him.
Yeah, he did a nice job there. And actually, I thought he was going to step out of bounds, and he kind of walked tight room there along the sideline. Got an extra 4 or 5 yards.
Rockets down in the red zone again. Let's see if we can take advantage and put one into the end zone. Going to be first down at about the 13-yard line, with a minute 48 to go. Rockets trailing 27-0.
Yeah, one thing, we need to use the clock a little bit better. We're wasting a lot of time just getting plays in and out and then staying in the huddle a long time. We need to score. We need to ease up a little bit here.
Yeah, fortunately now, Pigsley ran out of bounds. The clock didn't start. But he takes a snap. He's going to throw it inside. Tomorrow, he's going to get into the end zone for the touchdown. Rockets finally get on the board with 1:41 to go. Pigsley throws them off on the slant to the inside and makes a nice move for the end zone.
Now, they've been playing on the outside there of our wideouts. That time we ran the slant pattern, caught it. Their defensive back just kind of froze, didn't even move on the pass, and we were able to cut in front, take it in for the touchdown.
See if the Rockets decide to go to two or if they want to give Winkleman a chance to add the extra point here.
It looks like we're going to go for two here.
We are lining up for two. Looks like Archer and Yeager in the backfield, Pigsley up in the center, Maw off to the near side. He rolls out to his right. Pigsley's going to tuck it under the run, and he's in for the two-point conversion.
Oh, we got a flag down again there. I don't know what they're going to call us for holding. I tell you, I just don't know what's
going on. I'm not sure who was there either. I didn't see anybody in that area.
No, there was nobody out there holding. I just don't know what's going on here.
I thought that was a great job at that time, blocking up front. Dylan was able to get the corner, put his shoulders down, and ran over two Eagles to get to the end zone.
Yeah, I thought we had them guys sealed out pretty well, and for some reason they get flagged.
Yeah, it looked like Luke Welch and somebody else asking the officials there who it was on. And not sure we're getting any answer that we're going to like. But
doesn't look like it.
They're going to move it back 10 yards, and we'll try it again from the 12-yard line. There goes that touchdown horn again. They're a little late for our touchdown that time. I guess we'll take the celebration whenever we can get it. But we need to get these 2 points on the board and get the ball back. Because we understand there was one man behind him. Rolls to his left. Looks like he had a man open there in the corner and tried to scramble out. And the Clayton Ridge Eagles were able to bring him down to the backfield for another sack. So with a minute 41 to go, Clayton Ridge leads the Rockets 27-6. First Iowa State Bank is your hometown bank in Eddyville and Abia. They're proud to support the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134. Now, I'm not sure exactly what everybody's thinking here. I think everybody in the place knows what's coming.
Yeah, and I don't know what
we were trying to kick off in the wrong direction
here. I mean, Officials, I don't even think they caught it. I think
officials had it set up on the wrong sideline.
We're yelling and screaming down.
Yeah, I think Coach Jessen was finally the one that got their attention down there.
I just don't get what's going on. That kind of tells you what officials have their head not quite in the
game.
Well,
I hate to give one of those. But that's kind of what it seems like this whole game. Rockets are all still in the middle of the field. The ball teed up at the 40. There's the squib. And it looks like it's going to be covered by the Eagles about their own 46-yard line. We're probably lucky we didn't get another unsportsmanlike or personal foul. It looks like somebody came in a pretty good hit on one of the Clayton Ridge guys that were standing there next to the guy that recovered the ball after the whistle.
Yeah, that one probably should have been called, and they didn't.
Well, let's just hope that our guys can have some pride here and go out this game with some respect and play clean the rest of the way here. Still play hard and try to get a turnover, but not do anything that we're going to regret later. Clayton Ridge, first down at their own 47-yard line with a minute 32 left in the fourth quarter. Ellie brings them up to the line with a single back in the backfield. Now another back in the I formation. They give it to the second back. He slips down. He's going to come up about a yard short of the line of scrimmage. He's going to bring up second 11 about the 46.
That looks like they've got a new quarterback in there. Looks like number 22 playing quarterback.
Jake. They said number 6, Jake Jensen, was the ball carrier. Rockets called a timeout. Eagles are going to have it at the 45-yard line, second 11 with 1:22 to go. Yeah, it looks like Clayton Ridge has brought their second string in, got some guys in there that haven't been playing the whole game.
Yeah, they're just still bringing out some of their linemen and stuff now. And
Leffler Dirt Works is there for your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 and let them get your next project done. Leffler Dirt Works is behind the Rockets for the win tonight. After the timeout, Clayton Ridge brings it up to the 45-yard line in the I formation with man in motion to the far side. Takes it and hands it off. Falls on the ground. Looks like Clayton. No, the Rockets have recovered it. Rockets are going to have it at the 43-yard line of Clayton Ridge with a minute 18 to go. Kind of what we've been looking for all game, but it may be just a little bit too late. But a nice job that time of forcing the fumble and getting on top of it. Rockets offense are going to come up to the line of scrimmage, first down at the 43-yard line of Clayton Ridge. Bigley up under center. Archer and Brown at the wing backs. Bigley drops back to pass, steps and throws. Ball is caught, intercepted.
Oh, right there. You've got one of their... There's some extracurricular going on here, and no flags here.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. Coach came out on the field. Looked like there was a lot of action going on there, but no flags on the field I see right now. Couldn't tell what number that was, but he made a nice catch, and one-handed grab kind of up at a shoulder height, was able to intercept that and return it back just across midfield. The Eagles are going to have it about the 49-yard line.
Yeah, we threw that ball just a little, didn't have much on it there. Didn't get it up, and that guy was able to pull the ball down and get the interception.
Bigley and Maroff are both talking to the back judge, not happy about something that transpired on the play before that. Now Wist is talking to the linebacker. Louis Winkleman on that snap kind of bowled over the center and knocked down the quarterback. They were trying to just take the snap and take a knee.
The guy was still standing over the ball when they hiked it. We went across the line. Now we said something. We've got another flag here. And
I'm not sure what the deal was. The umpire was standing right over the ball. Clayton Rich should have never snapped that to begin with.
No, and you know, nothing was done on that. I just don't get what's going on here. These guys are...
Rockets to call the timeout after that 15-yard penalty march off is going to give Clayton Ridge a first down at the 35-yard line.
I think this timeout was something for Coach K just to come out and talk to the officials. Hey, what's going on here? You know, why are you snap that ball? That, trying to get an explanation. And
yeah, I'm not sure exactly what happened there. Community First Credit Union is proud to sponsor the Rockets. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, seefirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA. So there's 54 seconds remaining here in the game. Clayton Ridge leads the Rockets 27-6. Clayton Ridge is going to have the ball first down and Rockets 35-yard line.
That looks like they brought their first team back in here.
That was like they just snapped at the shotgun about 5 yards deep and took a knee instead of trying to make that exchange and get knocked over again,
yeah.
I guess. Right now they're not concerned about yardage.
And we still got that official over there. He's always into our huddle. I just don't know what. Again, he's right up there standing by the ball. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, that's not where the umpire should be standing, even if they are trying to take a knee. 25 seconds left on the clock. They take another knee and moves them back. That's going to wind the clock. They don't have to snap it again. Clock's running down to 15 seconds of counting. Fellas are just kind of walking off the field. Clock's going to run out. Clayton Ridge is going to take the game 27-6. Not a pretty game either way for either side tonight. Kind of a chippy game on both sides. Things going, so letting things get out of control.
Yeah, we had our moments in this game, played well, and we had penalties to pick up. Whether there were penalties or not,
right.
Still going to march it off, and we've got to keep composure, but it's pretty hard when you keep getting call after call after call and nobody knows what the call is about. It's just too bad you have that kind of officiating in playoff games.
Yeah, it's tough to keep the composure, but like you said, it's something that you have to deal with all year. There's nothing you can do about the officials. You just have to play your own game, keep your heads, and it's not how we wanted to see the Rockets in this season. They did a nice job, 6-3 in the regular season, a tremendous season despite the outcome of this sub-state playoff game. This is not the team that we've seen all year from the Rockets. Throughout the three, played some good games early in the year and then ran into a couple of buzzsaws with Regina and Wilton, who are two of the top-ranked teams in 1A. But then after those games, we regained our composure and had three big wins in our district to seal up the third seed. And Boyce has played tremendous all season long, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, come out and be 6-3 in the district that we're in, that's saying a lot about the type of team that we had here. Again, tonight, we showed signs of that team, and then just some things happened. And they have nothing to be ashamed of. They had a good year. This team's a good team they're playing. 8-1, and very good at the passing game. And, it's just one of those things that happens.
Yeah, you definitely have to take your hats off to Clayton Ridge. They played well tonight. Kelly is a good quarterback. Not only does he throw the ball well, but he is a tremendous runner, not only from the quarterback position, but from the punt and kickoff return. He did a nice job. Played great tonight.
Yeah, I am not so sure that isn't the best quarterback we've faced all year because of what he can do with his arm and also with what he can do with his legs. He definitely was the one that really hurt us tonight.
Yeah, I'm not going to have quite the good scoring recap that Pat had, but I know Preston, the running back, scored first on a short run early in the game, and then Kelly had two passes that Con, one a short pass, and then another long pass of close to 40 yards to Con there in the first half, and the Clayton Ridge Eagles led 20-0 at halftime. Second half was a defensive battle back and forth. The Rockets did a nice job right away intercepting the first play from scrimmage, doing a good job of driving down to the 2-yard line. Looked like we were going to get into the end zone and create some momentum. But then again, we had some penalties and mistakes that kind of shot us in the foot and moved us back, and we turned the ball over on down. Later in the half, Clayton Ridge then was able to get into the end zone to push the score to 27-0. Then finally, late in the fourth quarter, the Rockets were able to get into the end zone to make it a 27-6 final. I want to thank all of our sponsors this year, this season, for sponsoring Rockets football: Community First Credit Union, Leffler Dirt Works, First Iowa State Bank, Windstream, Midwest Assisted Living. Thank you for your support of Rocket football. And I want to thank Tony Fenton for coming along with me over here to make the trip to the mighty Mississippi over here at Guttenberg, Iowa, and the sub-state playoff game between the Rockets and Clayton Ridge Eagles. It's been a fun season for me with all season long with Pat, and it's good to have you here tonight to help broadcast this playoff game.
Well, I'm glad I was able to come along and be a part of this, and I know I can't do the rumbling, bumbling, and stumbling and the hankies on the field as Pat Bowers does, but I thought you did a nice job calling this game, and I appreciate the opportunity to tag along.
Yeah, I wish I could have given Stout his whoa, Nelly, but there wasn't really a spot in the game for that to happen, but I tell you, I enjoyed doing this, and we appreciate you guys out there listening on the web on KIC Radio out of Abia, and we appreciate 96.7 KIC broadcasting all of our games for us. It's a great thing to do. The 9 different teams that they stream over the web, and it's our third and a half season. We started 2009 season, I believe it was, and then started that next season doing the full season game. So it's been a good ride, a good season. Hopefully we'll be back again next year to see some of the same results. Good football season for the Rocks. It's been a lot of fun calling and a lot of fun watching these guys play. For Tony Fenton, this is Jeff Sands, and for Tom Powers out in Louisville, so long, everybody.